Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. How good to be with you again, and I thank you for taking time in your schedule to be able to share these next few minutes with me. On Monday's broadcast, I began a message entitled Sowing to the Spirit, and we're covering what I feel are some very important things to understand in terms of our walk in God. If we live in the Spirit, Galatians tells us, we are to walk in the Spirit. And I began by sharing passages from the fifth chapter of Galatians. And if you're familiar with that portion of Scripture, verse 18 says, if you be led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Then they go on to, Paul goes on to list the works of the flesh, adultery, fornication. And verse 20, he says, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations. Verse 21, he says, envyings. And I know some of the modern translations translate emulations for envyings, but there is a slight difference in the meaning of that. That root word of emulation means to rival. It's ambitious or striving that a person would seek to equal or excel someone else. It's ambitious or envious rivalry, if you will. Another word for it is competition. That's a synonym, if you will. And I shared as I was laying a background that every aspect of today's world, I don't care what it is, education, business, arts, athletic sports, every facet of our society, politics, oh, I don't need to go there right now, but everything is based on this principle. And there are, of course, some positive aspects to competition. It will bring out the best sometimes in individuals to do their very best. However, what I'd like to share and have been sharing is that when it's on not just a national level or a group level in terms of mankind in general, and you know, I mean, goodness sakes, you hear things in the news. I mean, I'm not a sports person, I'll be honest. Please, those that are, bear with me. It's, you know, it's a very healthy outlet, but you do have to be careful because those in the world have almost made sports, football, baseball, it becomes an idol. And there are some horrific, in fact, I just heard on the news this week, I know soccer has become a big thing in the last decade or so here in this country. It never used to be decades ago. And it has gone down into, you know, the elementary level, high school level. And there was something reported in the news. There was an actual a fight that broke out between parents. They just are over the edge when it comes to that spirit of competition involving their children. And so, beloved, I don't think I have to speak much more to convince you that there are very negative aspects to that spirit of competition. But on an individual level, there are very definite, unexpected, harmful effects. And the Word tells us that we're not to make of ourselves more than we are. In other words, we're not to have pride or conceit. But as we look in the Word of God, verse 26 tells us in Galatians, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Another translation says, we must not be conceited, challenging one another to rivalry. We won't need to look for honors and popularity, which lead to jealousy and hard feelings. And as I said, a very important to remember, you could say, well, you know, calm, yeah, that's not such a bad thing. Well, the Holy Spirit puts emulations right in that same category as murders and drunkenness and witchcraft and hatred and idolatry. So the Holy Spirit considers it something very serious. Why? Because it can produce negative feelings that aren't true about ourselves. All of us have an image of ourselves, good or bad, and a lot of it depends on how we were brought up. If you had unpleasant, negative experiences as you were a child growing up in terms of your parents, the environment you were in, it will affect your success in life. It affects, you know, our thoughts produce feelings, and feelings produce actions, whether positive or negatively. And Jesus said in that second commandment, we have to love ourselves as we love our neighbor as ourselves. We love God first. That's the first and greatest commandment. And the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself. But many people, if they're very, very honest, have problems loving themselves. They, because of these negative feelings and thoughts that and words that have been spoken over them, even from childhood, they don't think of themselves in a way that is godly, that is true, that is honest. They don't, you might not really look at yourself the way God looks at you. And I declare that some of God's most precious saints have wrestled the hardest with this. There may be some saints that do have a problem with conceit and pride, but I would say the pendulum tends to tip to the other side, because the devil especially works. He knows those that have been called of God and appointed by God, and he works overtime to do everything he can to depress you, to make you feel badly about yourself, to make you feel that you're not as good as anybody else, that you can't succeed in life, that you don't have anything valuable to offer to the body of Christ, to society in which you're living. He will do all kinds of negative things to make you feel bad about yourself. And that's why I'm sharing these, the Word of God and these thoughts with you. So if you find yourself in that condition, first of all, you have to recognize it, right? And then we can go to the Lord and ask God to change these feelings that have been so deeply ingrained and rooted in our psyche. In fact, let's do that now. There's no time like the present. So often people say, well, I'm going to pray for you. You know, let's do it right now. I'll grab someone's hand and I say, why don't we pray right now? So let's do that. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, the Holy Spirit is very concerned about our attitudes that we have toward ourselves as well as our neighbor. And so, Father, the Holy Spirit has said in the Word of God that we have to love our neighbor as ourselves. But Lord, many who are listening right now have a problem, if they're very honest, really, truly loving themselves. And that's because of the things generally others have said about them, had said to them. Oh, sometimes, Lord, we have done pretty stupid things ourselves, and we hit ourselves over the head, and we condemn ourselves. But in a majority of the cases, it's because of what others have done. And so, Father, right now, I lift every single listener, those who are having issues with this area, that have a hard time thinking of themselves in the way that you look at them. We are accepted in the Beloved, and I stand on this scripture and rebuke the forces of hell. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. I command this work that you have brought against the very spirits and hearts and psyche of God's Beloved, that these lies are broken by the Spirit of truth. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for your cleansing, healing work, the balm of Gilead to flow to your Beloved. Lord, that they will rise up above those lies that have been sowed into them, perhaps all of their lives, and you will loose them into the glorious liberty of the sons and daughters of God. Father, that we shall see ourselves as you see us. Beautiful, unique, special, chosen of you. Lord, each one of us, there is no need for competition, God, because each one of us are so special, so unique, that no one has the exact character, qualifications, talents, giftings that you have put in each one of your people. Lord, if you go to the trouble of making every snowflake different, how much more do you do it to man who is created in your very image and likeness? And so, Father, we repent and ask for forgiveness for the ways that we have spoken against ourselves, the words we've said, oh, you're so stupid, or I'm so stupid, you know, I'm not any good. We take authority over those verbal condemnations and curses that have been spoken. And Father, we ask for cleansing and we dismiss the negative effect of those words of self-hatred and self-rejection. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your ministering right now. Lord, that you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler, the evil one. In the name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you for it. For my beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Do you not know that my heart is grieved? I grieve when you allow the lies of the enemy to flood your heart and mind, to think of yourself as less than that beautiful vessel that I have created you to be. Yes, I want you to be surrendered to me. Yes, I want you to be yielded to me, but so that I might fill you with the glory of the Lord, with my presence, with my anointing, and those unique and specific giftings that I have given to you alone and to no one else on the face of the earth or in all of history. Do you stagger at that thought? Am I not God? Is there anything too hard for me? Am I not He who calls things as though they, those that are not as though they were? My beloved, you are my handiwork. Do not despise that which I have created in you. Learn to know that I am your God. The Holy Spirit has been given as your helper, as your counselor, and I will show you the way. So, beloved, be encouraged and let your heart and mind dwell on the fact of how very much I love you and how beloved you are to me, and that I will truly perfect all that concerns you, says your God. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you for that beautiful word, Lord. We receive it and we accept it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I do that as well. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time is drawing to a swift conclusion. I never even got further in the message, so we'll have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast, but my desire is to let the Holy Spirit have His way. So some of you who may not have heard the other broadcast, I invite you to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can hear anything you've missed, and just by clicking on the broadcast. I love you, beloved. You're dear to my heart. I love my spiritual family, my radio audience, as well as my UCM partners. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.